From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The director of U.S. intelligence, Mike Pompeo, told broadcast interviewers Sunday he would not be surprised if North Korea tests another missile, downplaying the possibility of an imminent military confrontation. Meantime, the White House National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, insisted while the U.S. is prepared for a military action against North Korea, the Trump administration is trying every diplomatic means to resolve their issues. McMaster did allude to the U.S. being closer to war than a decade ago. We asked Harry Cassanias, director of the Defense Studies at the Center for National Interest, what McMaster meant, and he said McMaster is simply referring to tensions being on the rise with Pyongyang.
I think what really struck everybody last week when the Washington Post report came out, essentially detailing that the North Koreans were much further along than anybody had thought, specifically being able to miniaturize nuclear weapons and put them on missiles. Essentially, what we're going through is another like Sputnik moment, I guess, if you will. 60 years ago, actually, this coming October, is when the Soviet Union put a long-range missile into the air and put a satellite above everybody's heads. And that freaked the American people out. We're basically going through a mini version of the same thing.
President Trump said the Chinese president and he and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed that North Korea must stop its provocative behavior. They spoke over the weekend, and they also repeated a mutual commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Suspected Islamist extremists opened fire at a restaurant. It happened late Sunday in the capital of Burkina Faso, killing 17 in the second such attack on a restaurant popular with foreigners in the last 2 years. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Sunday while Venezuela is on the path toward dictatorship, a peaceful solution to months of unrest and political turmoil is possible. He was speaking in Colombia at the start of a four-nation Latin American trip. On Friday, President Trump said the U.S. would not rule out a military option in Venezuela, a remark Rice University Latin American scholar Mark Jones described as unhelpful.
The United States has no realistic plan nor desire to get involved in an internal conflict in Venezuela. And all the president has done there is create sympathy for President Maduro in Venezuela.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo said the president was trying to give the Venezuelan people hope in creating an opportunity for a restoration of democracy. U.S. authorities are investigating Saturday's clashes in the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, between white supremacists and counter-protesters that left 3 dead and several others injured. H.R. McMaster, the White House National Security Advisor, defended President Trump's statement on the violence.
We cannot tolerate this kind of bigotry, this kind of hatred. And what he did is he called on all Americans to take a firm stand against it.
Mr. Trump Saturday said he condemned many sides in the protest over the proposed removal of a monument to a Civil War Confederate general. A civil rights investigation is underway after a woman was killed by a man who rammed a vehicle into the crowd. 2 Virginia State policemen were killed as well after their helicopter crashed while monitoring the protest. 2 aid groups have suspended migrant rescue efforts in the Mediterranean after expressing concern about threats by the Libyan Coast Guard. Save the Children and Germany's CI have joined Doctors Without Borders in halting operations to save thousands of migrants trying to reach Europe. Meantime, Italy is investigating an Eritrean priest, Masih Zarai, a human rights activist, for allegedly alerting NGO rescue ships about migrant vessels trying to reach Europe. Rome-based reporter Josephine McKenna spoke with VOA about Zarai.
He has reacted very strongly to these allegations. He says he's always acted with legality and he's the victim of a witch hunt. He says he has nothing to hide and he's always acted within the law. As a priest, he's been involved in sending SOS signals to ships. Zarai says that he's always acted appropriately. He has sent SOS signals to ships, but only through the correct channels.
Father Zarai accused of violating Italy's new code of conduct that prohibits NGOs from receiving such information on grounds that it actually helps people smugglers.
That's the latest world news from VOA.